thing. But for context, we're going to go to chapter 9 first, chapter 9 and verse 35. Chapter 9 and verse 35, it says that, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they faint and were scattered abroad, a sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciple, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborer are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth laborer into his harvest. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the name of the 12 disciples are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Nebius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These twelve Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your word, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in the synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings, and for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentile. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speak in you. And the brother which deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into an other, for verily I say, for I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore, For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both souls and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. And I think we'll end on the reading of God's word. Sister, pray to our Father. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for your word. We're just asking you to help me in order to expound your word and make it plain and clear for everybody. And that we pray that in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can see that there are many, many points that have been raised that in these verses which I have just read. When the Lord, after he healed so many people, and then he found that he himself, that by one person, are not able to reap the harvest as much as he could. And so he commissions his disciples to go out and preach the gospel. So the first thing is that this commissioning is always very grateful for us as well. Think about that. The Lord himself, that with all the power in the world, he could have just called up the angels and do the preaching of gospel. But yet that he himself only entrusted the people of or the disciple that following him to preach the gospel at that moment is to the Jews first, and of course afterwards that for the Gentile. So we are quite humble to say that we are grateful for the Lord, for those that who have able to go out to Rumford's area and other places as a missionary to go somewhere that to preach the gospel. And then if we're humble that he has chosen us to be able to speak the word of God to others, because he could use other people. But then when we are having the word of God, then we ourselves are blessed as well. When he commissioned people, he also gave provisions to people as well. And this moment that and the scripture that the Lord gave them power to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and then even raise the dead as well. Oh, so much that, you know, we do long that, you know, some people can come and heal our illnesses and sickness and everything as well. I always normally have a very good health. I only have 3 times that which I have to be in the hospital operation, but every time that I gone through it very well, I never sort of suffering for much pain. But now that you know that I'm suffering sciatica, it's something that I really want people to say, snap, and then I'll be healed. Because we know that this kind of thing that is never going to get better, or the thing that I have gone through, that I get better as well. But we know that God has got his own way of dealing with things. He gave the disciple power. But whenever that God has commissioned us to go and do anything, he always provides us with the power. Isn't it grateful that we should be, that God chose us and gave us tremendous power? Christians, we all have different type of power. Not be that we have got a healing power, like what has been said here. Otherwise, we don't need doctors, dentists, maybe, that, or even that, you know, in the hospital, that to heal our sickness. But yet that God has given us various different power. Even a small word, that to other people. He gave us power to preach the gospel unto the people, bring the good news, the love of God to people. Nick has mentioned about his friends. Now that we are praying for him, he might not know at all. He might never know at all. Okay? But if in God's will, that sometime that he realized that even though that people whom have rejected to preach unto him the gospel are praying for him, what did he think about himself? What do you think that, why do those people, even though I rejected them, they pray for us? And God, as what we see that the Lord Jesus, when he saw the people just like gathering of the sheep gone astray, and then yet he still, the people choose that even rejected him, then he still giving them the fair chance of having the gospel preached unto them, and fair chance that to have salvation brought unto them. And Rob has been saying that there, at the time of judgment, then there is no way that they can say that I have not, the Lord has not given a chance to come to him to repent and have eternal salvation. So God is very fair about that. Then he chose a different kind of disciples. All the disciples are coming from different places, have a different way. There will be people who are fishermen, as we know about Peter, Andrew, and John, and his brother as well. And we have a people there who are tax collector. We even people that who is Judas Iscariot. That is very important because Judas Iscariot is the only person I was told that from Judea. So from his name, Judas Iscariot probably is a descendant of Judah, the tribe that the Lord himself was the one that coming from as well. But then he is the one that who betrayed the Lord Jesus. Judas Iscariot, some of the commentators will say that they are in the house of zealots. They are very zealous about their religion, about their way. And yet Judas Iscariot become the one who betrayed the Lord Jesus. So that's why that I think that later on, we're talking about the Lord himself, talking about that in the family, they are the one that who have been divided. They are looking at the people that they'll give it up to the authority in order to persecute the disciples. So even Judas Iscariot's case, that he was the one that who betrayed the Lord. But yet God has given him exactly the same power to heal the people, exactly the same kind of way that to deal with things as well. So God is very fair in his outlook as well. And we think about that the people that he sent is that to the people that they were the one that who have been like sheep going all different away and all that has got no shepherd, has got no leaders, and that seems to be something that we have experienced now in the world. There's no strong leadership. There's no leadership which bring us into the way of the goodness and to obey the goodness of the law as well. All the thing that we are preached, they are proclaiming is that everybody has got a right. Now that we used to be called it the need of many, always the need of one. But sometimes now we are going backward, that we are the need of one, always the need of many. And then that is where that God is saying that the need of one actually outweigh even the command of God as well. Something that we have got to be aware of. When we think about ourselves as well, our need is not more than the need perhaps that of the assembly, especially definitely not the need of the word of God as well. So those people, when the disciple got sent out that to preach the gospel, they were told that to go to the Jews first. We know that we are very fortunate in this country. We are not that, you know, a Jewish descendant, but God's grace is expanded up to us as well. So people, children, or whatever, that if you do not know the Lord, this is the chance, because that in the old days, to become the Jews, you got to go through a lot of rigmas as well. But now that we have got a new person who has divided the petitions, then we can go to God directly through the veil, which is the body or the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're in a very fortunate position. So don't misuse it. Don't kind of ignore it, because you are in the way that you can approach God directly. And it's something that we should be very thankful of as well. But when we go and preach the gospel, as we said that God has given us the provision that with power and other things, but then when the missionary, sometimes when they go that to the mission field, then they're not only that, they said that to preach the as you go, preach saying the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. the Lord did not stop there. And he said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and raise the dead, cast out devil. Freely you have given, freely give. And of course that there is a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 35, 5 and 6, and also other prophecy that in Joel as well. They have been given power to do so. So when the missionary go out to mission field, so not only they preach, but they also do something about it. So you can't have preaching as so empty and nothing to do with that. That's why that in some mission field you see that there are orphanage being built, there are hospital being built, there are school being built, and those are the things you would need to give some practical help to other people as well. But of course that when you have good practical help to people, the hospital become bigger, then the school become bigger, the other thing become bigger. So it's very easy to come into the danger of preaching a social gospel. And then you can be too busy that looking after the school, the finance of it, the teaching of it, the hospital, the running of it, the healing of it, and then forgotten the very first thing is to preach the gospel, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we've got to be balanced in certain way, whether we preach the gospel, but not concentrating too much onto the work of the tool which can become our master, which are using tools so that the gospel are being preached. I do empathize with Charles that when he talked about that there's so much work that are done at work, I think a lot of people that who experience that sometimes you want to do a good job and yet that there are more jobs being come unto you, and sometimes that your mind just go blowing up and all that and not have enough time for the word of God. Very thankful that God continue to help us on that. And even now that I cannot sort of sometimes it's very difficult to say no to certain things, and then you've got to be still learning about that, how to balance our life of the word of God and also the work and secular work so that we can be a witness unto the secular world as well. So it is something that we ask God to help us, to provide for us. And when we provide for us, then of course that whatever we do, there are different type of reception as well. There is the reception that people will welcome you in, as what the disciples are. They welcome them in, they're worthy, and then they will use it. But then there are people that who will reject them right out. And the very fearful word is that they are worse than the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah when fire came down and devoured them as well. And yet those one that who is worthy and receive the disciple, we know that wherever we give some kindness to people, God will not even forget a drop of water or cup of water you give to other people. And he shall reward you with what you have given to other people as well. I personally got a very big reward. When I became a Christian, I first week in university, I got some people that, you know, with me, and suddenly he lost his wallet. He said he lost his wallet. He didn't know where to go. He didn't know what to do about it. He was very worried about it. And I just, you know, walked with him for a whole hour trying to find the wallet. And lo and behold, he was a Christian. And that hour then, he continued to make the friendship with me, and he preached and sent the gospel unto me. And then eventually, by God's grace, that I'm saved. So a little bit of kindness, sometimes it comes back to you to a great reward. And my reward is not physical, but then it's more than physical, it's spiritual, because that I now obtain eternal life through the speaking of someone to me, because I just show a little kindness to people, not even at that time as a Christian. As a Christian, of course, we show even more kindness to people so that they will realize that we so kind not because of what we want to do, but yet because that we want to show the love of Jesus that to them as well. So we now, after the reception, of course that for those that who are rejected, we will have persecution. We know that not only that from the family, there will be people that will come into send us into the authority. We may not be compromised with what the authority might say, so they will be sending it And that's where that we should be like sheep in the midst of wolves, and then we should be wise as a serpent, and then harmless as a dove. This combination of the wisdom and also harmlessness is quite important. And I think that, Nick, you know, we're talking about that, you know, you got a friend that, you know, whenever you put the gospel, that he want to punch you on that. It's very easy that when people try to upset you because you're Christian, they will try to flame up, they will use all different kind of things to just make you angry. They make you to get you to be in a corner. So you'll be like them. You'll be like them to be violent. You'll be like them to be argumentative. You'll be like them to do all other things. But yet, we have got to listen to what the law said, that to be wise as a serpent. Gentle word will take away the wrath and then harms the stuff. You're not going to harm them. No violence are being done. The disciple was sent out to heal the people. The disciple didn't send out to conquer the people. Didn't send out to conquer and using force for them to accept the gospel. The people there is to help them from a lowly state. Even though they were persecuted, they were not afraid that to proclaim the gospel. When we are persecuted, then on the time that, during the time that like Paul, that in front of the governors of Rome and also other Felix or other people, then the word will come to him. I always like the psalm that when he said that, open thy mouth wide and I shall feel it, because it's very good for dentistry as well. And but nevertheless, that is the word of God that he will feel definitely our mouth. It's the how we actually produce and then come and talk to other people as well. And then, of course, that later on, that we're talking about the persecution, also accusation as well. They even using a lot of really horrible words to describe our actions. You can be prejudiced, you can be homophobia and all other things. Just think about even the Lord himself, with all the power and all the healing and all the thing that he did. He said, it's from the power of Beelzebub. How degrading that it was to the Lord. So there will be people degrading us right to the very end. But we are here that just to proclaim and continue to proclaim the gospel. The accusations there, then they might be that, you know, persecute us even to the death. When you look at about the disciples, they were having all the power, but yet that they themselves did not want to get away from the persecution. Yes, there are time that we need to flee away. To flee away is not a cowardice action. There are times that we need to flee away to go in other places. How the gospel has been preached, that from Jerusalem to Judea, and it go all the way that to the end of the world as well. Fleeing away can give us opportunity to preach the gospel more, because the apprehensions of the fear of death is nothing that in our mind. There are fear that is not to fear of the physical death, but the apprehension or the fear is that to fear the one that who can destroy not only the body, but the body and soul as well. So the scripture has taught us many, many different things. And then what we know that we haven't read later on because of the time, that we know that in the end, then we have got a reward. The reward is that here, that whatever we do, there are the reward of God that will come unto us. He is no man's debtor. Whatever that we do, there's always that he will reward us. But then the reward is not that for us that here to receive all the glory, all the riches and all that. We talk about that the disciples, they've got healing power. And here, well, we can talk about sign, gift and all that. And of course, that, you know, depending on how you feel, we believe that miracles still happen. There might be still sign gift necessary. But then all the sign gift, the one that who are given the power, also have a great responsibility as well. Look at the 12 apostles, apart from Judas Iscariot. All of them,
Even the one born of Gentile with Paul coming into the 12 apostles there, they all died of death, which is not that we would like to die of as well. They all being persecuted. Not the one that because they have power, they're not healing themselves there and get away from the persecution. And nowadays, we sometimes see the prosperous gospel, there are a lot of healing meeting and things like that. But then you see that, we look at the background, they seem to have very, very rich sort of a wealth and other bits and pieces. So you don't want to condemn them, but then you want to question. If you are the prophet, all the prophets of all seem to have more suffering rather than wealth upon this earth. So you start to question about what is the motive about that, whether you can tell whether they're true or not, especially. So those are the kind of things that, but the God's reward is not the earthly reward. God's reward is a heavenly reward. We are going to have a home, as we have sung, that we are going to home, that we are going to long for as well. At that time, I'll be glad that I won't have any more sciatica. And then we are going to be with the Lord in heaven, no suffering, and then we are going to rule with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Let's continue to wait and long for his coming. We know that the things happening this year especially, I would think, everything escalating beyond our imagination. Things happening really faster than we thought. And I believe that the last day of God's coming and the second coming of the Lord is ever so close, because it's going to really going, I think, that in an exponential way. We don't know the day, we don't know what happened, but looking at the circumstances, it just feels that his coming can't be that far away. So we just pray that and give God the thanks that when he's coming, when he comes, we just enjoy his presence, not to be afraid of the judgment that he are going to put upon us. Because yes, we shall face him with our sins, with our sorrow, we are sorry, but the Lord has cleansed us all our sin by his blood. And let's praise the Lord and praise God for his marvelous grace unto us. Let's pray.